Blog Talk Radio. Mafia, greetings, Hotep. You got your Omi Inca 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. Thank you so much for joining us this evening as we embark upon another redemptive plan for the family. This redemptive plan that we're working on today is the marriage, once again, the village lifestyle, I would say. We did worshiping yesterday for the Bembe. Today we're going to talk about the marriage and the engagement, a redemptive plan for the family. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me once again. We're going to have Mary J. Black fly back again to give us inspiration and perspiration as we listen to her music throughout the show. Join me as we celebrate Mary J. Blige's music, which is so fitting for engagement of the family. It's going to be an uphill journey, and it's going to be a long climb, but we can do it as a family. I know we can. And if we put our minds to it, there's nothing that we can't do. Mary J. Blige has told us that so many times. Listen as she sings.
I'm gonna be an uphill climb. Wanna be a tough fight. Wanna be some lonely nights. I'm ready to carry on. So glad that I'm on.
Yeah, I'm almost there.
Now I'm free.
But now I'm free.
Celebration and the victory of our redemption, I want you to know that you can write your own redemption plan. And if you have not started already, you can help us to write this redemption plan. Now, we're talking about marriage and writing our redemption plan. And this is a plan where we take over the responsibilities for our lives again. We want to move over to the Care to Read room as we lift up our ancestors and acknowledge our separated loved ones who have gone on the other side. They're not deceased. They're not dead. They've just gone on the other side. Now, if you'll stand with me, because you are on holy ground, we can begin the process of lifting up those ancestors, and you can lift up your very own personal ancestors as we commune with them. Ladies and gentlemen, as we stand on holy ground, stand with your hands faced up as if you're ready to receive. And we'd like to let you know that the ancestors are waiting to open up the door so that you can freely make your transition. I want to keep coming with us on the Talking Cure. I'd like to pour libation for my ancestors. And first of all, I'd like to acknowledge Akamare, Oladulamare, the Godhead. Akamare with the manifestations of the three Godhead. Oladulamare, Ilede, and Olorun. Olorun being clothed in matter. He exists with you. He is the God that can never leave you. Ori is on each of our heads, and we have our very own personal Ori, who is our own personal God, not many gods, but the one God that resides within your being, who you can call on when you need someone to go all the way with you or when you need someone to confide in. You collaborate with Ori. Ori helps you to make decisions. Know that Ori is your personal God, not Akamare, not Oladulamare. Akamare has created the manifestation of the three Godheads so that you could have your very own personal God at your beck and call. Isn't that a wonderful thing for the system to have already figured it out for you? Now, I want you to stand with your hands faced up as we call on the ancestors. I'd like to pour libation to Akamare. In honor of Akamare, I say Ashe. I'd like to pour libation for my father's spirit, Obatala. I say Ashe. I'd like to pour libation for my mother's spirit, Iyamanja. I say Ashe. I like to light a candle for my mother's spirit, and I say, Ashe, mother. I like to light a candle for my father's spirit, and I say, Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, my prayer is that every one of your households will be touched today, and all that is representing the family here today, understand that we are writing the redemption plan to bring the family lifestyle back together so that we won't become depreciated, and we won't become extinct. We must do these rituals to remind ourselves of who we are. So periodically, we will not forget from where we came. We can't forget where we came and who we are. We must not forget. The ancestors will come to remind us that it is up to the living to stay in touch with the dead. It is our responsibility to stay in contact with the separated ones who've gone on the other side. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my prayer that each and every one of you who are Africans will come in consciousness and right knowledge, and that you will begin to remember who you once were. I'm waking you up from a long, long slumber, and as I jar you with these facts and information, hopefully you will come back to yourself, and you will remember in the sweet by and by who your ancestors once was, and the consciousness that is up on your head will cause you to tap into your medulla oblongata, your cosmic records, and remember the greatness from which you came and the greatness that you can now aspire to be. I want you to greet your brothers and sisters with the right hand of Ifa and greet them in love, not with the love of the Lord, but greet them with an understanding and meet them with an open hand. It is my prayer that every household represented here will come into consciousness. Excuse me. It is my prayer that every family will come into understanding that they are alchemy and that they can call filthy lucre to them and they can have what they say, that the riches of the wicked have been stored up for the righteous and that those things that have been set aside for you, like the houses that the Lord said he would go and prepare for you, they're already there. You only need to call them to you. Remember, you're alchemy. Alchemy is connected to the currencies. It can bring frequencies and vibrations to a point of control. You have authority over your life. I decree that you have been appointed at this time and hour to do the work in your family and your community to make a change so that our family will come into Iwapelu. And I pray for those other families out there who might be struggling, understanding the concept of marriage, understanding courtship. I pray for every household today, Caucasian family, European families, Asians, Hispanics. I pray that your families will come into consciousness and understand that there is only the one race, the human race, and understand that we must not show partiality to the lesser group of people, that we must be able to extend the hand of gratitude, not with the smirk on our face to undermine any of our brothers and sisters, but to equally welcome them into the marketplace. And I say to you, African American, know that you are a part of the marketplace and learn to trade, learn to purchase. Don't give your money and filthy lucre up so quick because you don't think you own anything or have anything to offer. You're rich in all royalties, because statistics tells us so. You're one of the most greatest purchasers of all time. So you have purchasing power. Use your purchasing power well. Learn to circulate your dollar in your community and learn to keep money in your grasp so that your children's children will be able to benefit from the finances that you've stored away. Now, as we talk about the marriage and the lifestyle of the family, help us to be kind in our words, help us to deliver our speech swiftly, and help us to pierce the heart of those who have grown cold over these years and who are not hastening to the throne to hear from God. Help us to make a difference so that as we change our lifestyle, when the year of 2012 comes, this new world that we're talking about that will pass away, let it be within our consciousness that we are gaining a new world with new consciousness and new thought process. Help us to be ready for that new world so that we can usher it in and make the changes that are necessary. We say to God be the glory, and we thank you, Father, and let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. On thee do we wait, and on thee do we beseech for help. Guide us on the path of righteousness, not on the path of the man who has gone astray or the woman. But keep us, Father, within your being. And as we walk through, we will fear no evil, because thou art with us. Thy rod, thy staff, thy comfort us. Thou preparest a place for us. And we thank you, Lord, that you have already covered us and that we are called to all be evangelists. And let us evangelize the world. We say to God be the glory. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for going on that talking cure with me. Now, as we talk about a redemption plan for worship yesterday. We talked about the bembe and the music and the fact that we ought to have music around us to lift our spirit. I hope you were able to attend that bembe yesterday. That was just a small segment, not enough time, people. And if there was more time, we could do this thing in depth like we want to. But because I do have a life to live and this is my part-time job, I have to be reminded that if I can give out my best that I have to give, then allow me to do that. But in due time, we will have more time, more sponsorship, and we can extend the time limit that we have together. What I like to say is that, in our redemptive plan for engagement, most of you know how I feel about engagement. Up on my webpage, I have the most beautiful engagement party on the video tape there for you to watch. I pretty much said everything I can say on engagement and why it's necessary. I want to do a little bit more talking on the marriage and on the fact that we are now walking into a new dispensation of reordering the marriage vows for the 21st century for African Americans. We're no longer looking at traditional marriage license only, but we're looking at the vows and how we prepare those vows and for what purpose do we come into marriage. Most people are saying, where is the love that was promised me? Where is the love that you promised me? You said it would be. Where is the love? And they don't see it. Then you got Tina Turner saying, I've been thinking about a new direction that I haven't said. I've been thinking about my own protection. It scares me to feel this way. Oh, what's love got to do with it? What's love but a secondhand emotion? And that's what she feels about it. It's a secondhand emotion. So what does love got to do with it? And you got Smokey Robinson saying, it's okay to take your mother's advice and shop around, but you better stop Jimmy Mackin' and get yourself back in my arms again. Oh, I said stop Jimmy Mackin' and get yourself back in my arms again. Well, you know, we've got